Welcome to the Fleming Foundation's Take 5. I'm Rex Scott, and joining me today is Dr. Thomas Fleming. Welcome.
Hi.
Today's story comes from Sweden, where a 22-year-old female passenger refused to sit down and deliberately prevented an illegal Afghan immigrant from being returned to his country. Is she a hero or is she a zero? What's your take?
Well, she's certainly a self-important pest, and the world seems to be full of such people these days. Look, she bought a ticket on this flight to Kabul for the sole purpose of making her little soap opera demonstration. For her, all considerations of law and order and other people's obligations and problems, they mean absolutely nothing. All I want to do is stop the deportation. Then I will comply with the rules here, she said. And this is all perfectly legal, and I have not committed a crime. Well, in the first place, she's facing at least 6 months, so she has, in fact, committed a crime under international and under Swedish law.
Okay.
But she's the one. This 22-year-old Flibberty Gibbet, she is the one who decides what the law is. It's like what Hillary Clinton says, no woman is illegal. Well, what about women who rob and kill? Are they illegal? We're dealing here, in the case both of Madam Clinton and of the Swedish girl, with moral and mental infants.
No, she's standing up for something believes, but why would you refer to it as a soap opera?
Look, when passengers complained, she made her little self-righteous appeal to conscience. It's, you know, straight out of the movies. What's more important, a life or your time?
She has a point. I mean, if the guy goes back to Afghanistan, he's probably going to get killed for something. He could be facing death. Isn't she standing up for life and liberty in the pursuit of justice?
Yeah, true. It sounds like the intro to Superman, Truth,
yeah,
Justice,
that's
in the American
what struck
way.
Me. Okay.
All right. First of all, she doesn't know that that's true. There's hardly an illegal immigrant from anywhere who does not claim to be a refugee attempting to escape persecution.
Okay.
I mean, everybody, all these Guatemalans, Salvadorans, Hondurans who come to the southern border in America, they're all refugees from something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apply that thinking to something closer at home. Imagine you're walking down West State Street, a mugger holds you up with a knife. He doesn't happen to know that you have a gun in your pocket. And he explains he just wants your money to pay for his mother's operation. Or there's a loan shark who's going to kill him if he doesn't get his money back. Do you pull your gun and say, get away? Or do you give him your money?
That's a tough one because, you know, you should do something, but maybe you can talk with him and try to figure things. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah. The fact is, you're going to keep your money. It's your money. You worked for it. You have no reason to believe this guy, just as Sweden belongs to the citizens of Sweden, not to the entire world. Just because you live in Afghanistan and you want to go to some place where they've got a better social system doesn't mean you have a right to go there. There's no reason to believe someone who is already guilty of breaking and entering into a country that isn't his. But there's another aspect of her ignorance that's more morally reckless even than her ignorance of the motives or the circumstances of the Afghan.
Okay.
For all she knows, some of the passengers may have been traveling for some important purpose. For example, a doctor could be on his way to perform an operation. A mother could be visiting her dying child. The head of a charitable foundation is going to get a major donation. Or just a young man's going to propose to his fiancée. Or I've got a business client, and it's going to make all the difference to me in the world because I could get a promotion out of this, then I'll be able to get married, I'll be able to afford to have children. It's my life.
I see.
She doesn't know and doesn't want to know because all that matters to this little girl is her own desire to make a public demonstration of her moral superiority.
Yeah, but isn't that a basic human right to protest injustice? Even if we happen to be wrong, isn't that even the Christian point of view?
Well, the simple answers are no and no. It is, first of all, not at all the Christian point of view.
Really?
The theory of civil disobedience is one of the sillier notions that was put forward by Henry David Thoreau in the early 19th century. He refused to pay his taxes in Massachusetts because somehow Massachusetts was responsible for slavery in the South. he was some kind of Buddhist or Hindu, but he was no kind of Christian.
I see.
This idea was then taken up by Mahatma Gandhi, again no Christian. And
okay.
then it was taken up by Martin Luther King in organizing civil rights demonstrations.
Right.
And King never acted, certainly, as if he had the smallest drop of Christian faith or morals. He was a professing immoralist.
Okay.
The basic notion of civil disobedience is that it is right to break a good law, like a laws of protecting property or laws of, about safety and air travel,
yeah.
break a good law in order to protest a bad law.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could trespass and refuse to obey police orders if you are protesting racial discrimination or an unjust war. That's what Joan Baez did in not paying her taxes. But this is completely irrational. It's like saying, well, I disapprove of the war in Afghanistan, so I'm going to shoot a fireman or rob a bank or prevent people from going to work. It's absolutely stupid. I once had a group of students marching around at Chapel Hill in the 60s in the anti-war movement, and they weren't going to let me go and teach New Testament Greek because they had declared in their sovereign wisdom, they had declared that nobody was going to learn today. St. Paul refuted this absurd notion when he asked the question, what? Is it right to do evil that good may come of it? Paul thought that the self evident answer to this question was no, and it is self-evident to anyone who has whose mind has not been rotted by a leftist education.
Okay, so maybe civil disobedience in this framework is not right. I get that civil disobedience is against the law. What should be done then? What's the right thing to do?
That's a bigger question today, Rex. And
okay.
I think because this would involve us, for example, talking about the rightness or wrongness of abortion clinic protesting.
Yeah, right, right.
I say we put this off to a serious discussion, at least 30, 40 minutes, on the rights and wrongs of civil disobedience in a Christian context.
That sounds good. We're going to do that. Thank you, Doctor.